Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. You know me, I'm a huge football fan, but it can be stressful for us super fans. So Progressive is going to help take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how your team threw the wrong ball on the wrong net, just think about how Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Well, hope this distraction about Progressive's Home Court Explorer was helpful. It sure helped me from stressing about my team for a bit. Anyway, go sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is our friend Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, the market, a major sell-off in recent days, late last week, and it continued yesterday. We officially entered a bear market, that territory. Are we looking at a recession?
Well, Bob, 53% of the American public believe we're already in a recession. And again, it won't be official until the end of June. And by the way things are going, the Atlanta Federal Reserve GDP now, if it turns negative, that's where we're headed right now.
Well, why is the stock market a leading economic indicator and it's flashing red?
The stock market is a measure of things to come. And again, the market is telling us it is not the price of today, but it's what the price is going to be tomorrow. By the way things are happening, this best-selling book by Jeff Booth, he's an e-commerce CEO turned economic forecaster, he warns of two dangerous trends. First, technology and price deflation will cause widespread unemployment, and the second danger is the mountain of debt that Western nations are crippling our global economy. Bob, if you go to debtclock.org, U.S. debt clock or worlddebtclock.org, you'll see we are now $100 trillion in debt world countries, and again, our country is at $30 trillion.
All right, now we all gather the price of tomorrow certainly will be higher, but how much higher can gasoline really go? I mean, for example, like the $10 a gallon. I mean, for months, policymakers in Washington have promised inflation is going to level off, and hasn't yet, has it?
No, Bob. I was on with TJ a couple weeks ago, and he thought I was crazy when I said $10 a gallon. But again, wishing inflation is not a strategy. We all know that. The policymakers in Washington have embraced that strategy, and with midterms elections less than 5 months away, they're now doubling down on these policy errors.
So what are these policy errors?
Well, Bob, we all know them, so let's just reiterate them to our listeners, right? It's all about the law of supply and demand. As the measure of money continues to rise, money is a measure of M1, which includes checking, savings, and demand deposits in banks. M2 continues to grow, and the Fed continues to print money. Listeners can follow a live graph. We're now at $9 trillion and growing. Just go to our website, My Financial Sense, and go to the resource tab and check out the Federal Reserve balance sheet. And again, if you want to go see what the M1 is at, just go to shadowstats.com and you see the real M1 growth and also what Shadowstats does.
Okay, so where does that leave us? I mean, you're painting a pretty gloomy picture. I mean, is there a silver lining in these dark clouds? And once again, please don't say silver.
Okay, I'll say Bitcoin, right?
No, well, no, not that either.
Well, I'll say silver. Again, gold and other precious metals will continue to rise. Gasoline, if you've gone and filled up today, you'll see it's a little higher. Again, you might want to attach your portfolio to that money-making machine called the pump. Again, we're going to talk about higher food prices, real estate, natural gas. The best green energy producer in the world now, Bob, is nuclear. And, of course, we're shutting down power plants, which doesn't really make sense, right? Copper, lithium, as demand rises, as we move out of this COVID economy, our policymakers in Washington want to limit supplies of baby formula, pipelines, fracking, and other regulations enacted by our democratic process. Again, we'd rather have a democratic process than executive orders. They will continue to see the price of tomorrow continue to rise.
All right, so why has gold and other precious metals reacted to inflation the way oil has?
Yeah, yesterday was a good example. We saw a lot of the commodity prices drop. But again, it's a tug of war, Bob, between recession on one hand and inflation on the other hand. I tend to be in the inflation camp. Again, the gold sentiment index has been vacillating the last 6 months, either positive or negative. It's back to positive today. We see the market up. But again, you know what it means when it turns positive and what the gold sentiment is.
Well, you always say that gold's a lie detector. So what is gold telling us?
Bob, the recession is a dirty word for the party in control in Washington. And the opposition party would love to have a recession right now, right before the midterm elections. Bob, let's just go back to 1992, the ultimate upset. You remember what happened to the underdog, Bill Clinton, what he said to George Bush in the 1992 presidential election.
Well, yeah, actually, it was Clinton's chief strategist, James Carville, who coined the election-changing phrase, "It's the economy, stupid."
And that's what it is, Bob. It is the economy, stupid. And that's why the Fed is going to be meeting today for the next 2 days, their open market meeting. They're going to stress about raising interest rates to curb inflation. Again, Chairman Powell will say, again, that he's like Paul Volcker back in the 80s. He's going to fix the inflation mess that he got us into. And again, we'll have to walk this back because inflation is basically a better word than recession.
Okay. Pavlos, how can our listeners reach you and your team this morning?
Well, Bob, a lot of people out there are nervous and scared and worried about a recession, how it'll affect their investments. And, Bob, it's okay for our listeners out there to question how their money is allocated. Again, we recommend not panicking because that leads to poor investment decisions. Make sure your advisor calls you back when you have concerns and you need to be reassured about what's going on in the market. And lastly, I want to mention Security Investment Advisory Services are offered through Satira Advisor Networks. And Satira Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, if any of our listeners need any reassuring, just call us at 505-828-4068 or go to our website, again, My Financial Sense. And, Bob, I'll also mention next Wednesday, Greek Night 2 at United. Again, Timbakis, Alex Timbakis, he's one of the best goalies in the league, and we've got to see him back in action. And we'll have a fundraiser benefiting Watermelon Ranch. Just go to hepa.org, and you can find out more.
Perfect. Thanks, Pavlos. We'll talk to you coming up next week.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
Normal people don't write negative comments on people's Instagram.
Right.
They don't have to listen to this podcast. They don't have to buy tickets to come see my show. No one's forcing them to do anything. They're doing it because there's something that they relate to in me and I relate to in them. That sends chills all up my body.
Yes. Give Them Lala. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.